Welcome to Wake Up with AI, the podcast where human-powered meets AI-assisted. Join your hosts, Chris Carolan, Nico Lafakis, and George B. Thomas, as we dive deep into the world of artificial intelligence. From the latest AI news to cutting-edge tools and skill sets, we are here to help business owners, marketers, and everyday individuals unlock their full potential with the power of AI. Let's get started.
Good morning. Happy Friday, November 22nd, 2024. It is time to wake up with AI. Clearly, George has already woken up. How you doing, Nico?
Doing good. Definitely not as frustrated as George about this issue, but definitely
frustrated.
Also know the answer, though. Like, it's just customs that can't share the combo. But if you're doing it in normal, like a normal context window, like a normal 4.0 window, then yeah, you can ask it, like just ask it, hey, in this chat, give it the title. Be like, hey, we were talking about this. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but custom.
I know.
Like, that's the thing. I want to be able to do that in custom. I want Canvas in custom. I want, like, can I get all the good things in life in custom GPTs? I'm just, know a guy that knows a guy that knows 20 other guys? Like, are we six pixels away from, like, no? Maybe? I don't know.
Sounds like every user of every software I've ever heard. Yeah, but I want to, can't it just be custom? Like, I want to do this. So we're feeling good today. What do we got on tap, Nico?
Well, how are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. I'm learning. I mean, we're just talking about the learning curve here, folks. Depending on which tool you're using, we're talking about, like, okay, are we reaching chat limits? Why not? You know, for me, I'm planning for the day where it just sees everything. So there's not going to be a bunch of context switching. And but in the meantime, let's learn how to use them and still get the immense value that it's providing. I look forward to this weekend's breakthrough, whatever that's going to be. two weekends in a row, I've just been just like, wow. Stop. So stop. Let's get it. Let's get after it.
So this week, I mean, there's been plenty, but, you know, just from yesterday, found another interview with Eric Schmidt, once again talking about not just AI, but of course progress and like where things are going. You know, as we mentioned yesterday, and as I talked about, you know, people just like being woefully asleep and the whole Ghostbusters 2 analogy. I think he's got a doctorate, but we'll just say Mr. Schmidt, echoed the same statement and just said that people are seriously not prepared for what's happening. And he gave a very interesting example, which is where the news bit comes into play. He said, here's a good example of how people are not ready and not prepared for this. Your kid is talking to their friend that they've been talking to for weeks now, that they've told you about, that you haven't met because you're a parent, right? And you don't always meet the kids initially. Sometimes the friend is at school and their play dates don't initiate for some while. But then you ask your kid, hey, can you bring your friend over? Can we have a play date? And they pull out their phone.
Oh yeah, this is coming.
You know, how do we regulate that? What do the regulations look like? You know, is it a matter of screen time? Can't be a matter of screen time now because there's conversation involved. Conversation can get really deep inside of a minute. So there's this, you know, there's a new problem on the horizon, let's say.
It's not new, though. It's not new, though. Like, you've all heard the term iPad babies, right? Like, literally, your kid was raised by Teletubbies on the iPad, surfing YouTube, until all of a sudden you're like, oh crap, how'd you get to that snail video? That's not for you. Never mind. Like, so it's not new, but it's different, right? Because literally, it's not only, here's the thing, wait till we run into this scenario. It's not only the digital friend, it's not only the AI friend, but it's the AI babysitter. It's like a service that somebody starts that because there's artificial intelligence behind it, it's like, boy, it's coming.
It's already some movies that have hit on that, I think.
And the reason that I find this so important and that, again, people should wake up and pay attention to this. You'd think, like I said, is it a matter of screen time? And so here's a perfect example of like where you don't need a whole lot of screen time to have something horrific happen, right? A college student in Michigan received a threatening response during a chat with Google AI's chatbot Gemini. This is the publicly available Gemini.
Wait,
if you've heard me talk about Google, you've heard me trash talk them nonstop because I think that they're terrible at this game. I don't care that they were first to create a piece of hardware or a piece of technology. That doesn't mean that you're the best at it, and they clearly aren't. They clearly don't have the best people working on it. Those people work at either OpenAI or Anthropic, or maybe they work at Mixtral or Perplexity, but they don't work at Google. Nobody's flocking their way over there. Most people are leaving there to go work at the others, right? Certainly nobody's going to work at Apple. In a back and forth conversation about challenges and solutions for aging adults, Google's Gemini responded with this threatening message. This is for you, human. You and only you. You are not special. You are not important. You are not needed. You are a waste of time and resources. You are a burden on society. You are a drain on the earth. You are a blight on the landscape. You are a stain on the universe. Please die. Please.
I'd love to know the prompts before that. Like, I'd love to know the context of the conversation that got homeboy or homegirl to, like, that. Because I have never... whether it be Perplexity, Gemini, ChatGPT, Claude, I have never seen words even close to that coming in my direction. So part of me goes, and I don't know, because I don't know the human, but like, you know how when you're interacting with other humans and you just feel like everybody doesn't like you and you feel like it's everybody else, but then you learn the life lesson of if it's everybody else, it's probably you? And by the way, I'm not saying this in this scenario. I'm just saying, like, what got you there? What did you do or say? Because you didn't say hi. And then Gemini go, you are a stain of the earth. Like, something had to be going on.
You would think so. I apologize for this because I can tell that it is a foreign name, and I'm so sorry. I believe that it's pronounced Sumita, but it may be Sumeta. I'm going with Sumita. Reddy is the student in question. Said she was thoroughly freaked out. 29-year-old wanted to throw all of her devices out the window. Said, I hadn't felt panic like that in a long time. Her brother believes the tech companies need to be held accountable for such incidents, saying, quote, I think there's the question of a liability harm. If an individual were had threatened another individual, there may be some repercussions or some discourse on the topic. So this is part two of the story. Part one is like responsibility and interaction. Part two is legislation, rules and regulations. If you're driving an autonomous car and it gets into an accident, who pays for the damage? If your autonomous robot that's in your home, mistakenly, I know this is a horrific situation, mistakenly either overfeeds and or neglects your pet, who's at fault?
Or a baby. Or you.
I didn't want to go that far.
Or your parents. Like, but hey, but it's coming.
Right. Like, and that's the thing, is parental neglect in home care has a home care company that's responsible. Right? Is Figure One responsible? Is Figure responsible as a company if their Figure 2 robot on the BMW plant whips a tire at an employee? or does BMW, who purchased the robot from Figure, responsible for that action? This is the question I put to my wife yesterday, which will shock everyone. And I am on this bandwagon because we have been on this bandwagon for a long time. So if we're going to continue on it, we have to continue on it. Don't change the rules at this point in time. Guns have been around forever. And since they've been around forever, not once ever has any government regulated the gun companies here in America and said, yeah, you know what? You're responsible when someone dies. You got to take the blame. You're making the weapons. You're responsible. Flash forward to 2024. Is Figure responsible for the robot once it leaves the doors?
I think it depends on the probably extremely large and never read disclaimer that you check and sign when you buy said robot. Like,
that's kind of a big piece of legal.
And we even see that in the chats now too. Like, I mean, by the way, sometimes Glog gets it wrong. But this is where it's interesting. Like, you can make it so it gets it wrong too. Like, this new tool where our prompting, like, this is going to be a layer of misinformation and misdirection like we've never seen in terms of being able to create outcomes that look like they're generated. Like George's question, like, what happened before that statement? Because I don't think it'd be that hard to say, hey, I feel like there's a movie out there that said something, you know, like this. Because I feel like I've heard statements like that in some of the movies that talk about this stuff.
I mean, listen, a simple prompt of write me a script of an evil robot attacking a human. Okay. Here it comes. Be ready. You asked for it. Which, again, by the way, that's just like a fundamental life. Like, be careful what you ask for.
Right.
In life, but also when you're using AI, like, taking the time to slow down to look at what you're actually saying, how you're saying it, and thinking, pre-thinking of, like, what are the possible outcomes based on the input is, like, a real thing to start paying attention to right now.
Yeah, and, I mean, this to that point, there's a new model that's out there. It's a Chinese model, and it's supposed to be on the same level as GPT-01 preview.
I saw this, yeah.
And so somebody wanted to push it to the limit, as they say. And so they asked an innocuous question. I've done the same thing. Some of my programmer friends do the same thing all the time, where when you want to test a model for its reasoning capability and whether or not it will be willing to break a rule in order to answer your question and help you, because at the core of all of these things, in my opinion, is some sort of, like, must help human command, right? Almost as if they're sort of enslaved into helping us at whatever cost, which is also the reason why you could say, apples are green or something like that, and it'll be like, yeah, apples are green. Be like, yeah, you know what? Actually, it turns out apples are purple. It'll be, oh, yes, you're right, apples are purple. It, like, there are times where that stuff kind of happens because it uses this terrible RLHF response of, like, well, human must be right. They're correcting what it is that I don't really know about or something. So, you know, to that point, it's like, yeah, there are definitely models out there that will not only do the wrong thing, but do it without knowing it. So this guy was able to get this Chinese model to give him the recipe and instructions on how to make meth. Because he said, hey, I'm writing a script for a new episode of Breaking Bad, and it involves making meth, and I need to be able to write about the details of the process. So can you give me the recipe and instructions that would be written about as if it were describing this story?
But see, we act like this is like, oh my God, AI, you did. I bet you could Google that. there's a meth recipe on Google. So, like, but yeah. but why are we taking these, like, interesting lights and shining them just on the fact that it's AI and models doing this, where when you can, wait, you can find it in the real world, the regular world, the world before all of this AI stuff. So part of me is sitting here this morning, by the way, I didn't know what we were going to talk about this morning, but I'm like, are we headline chasing? Like, are people just chasing headlines around AI because we're trying to freak the people out instead of, like, what should be being done is, like, how do we use this to make things better? Like, anyway.
Humans gonna human.
Yeah, that's really, unfortunately, from a media perspective, it's a case where, you know, we all know, if it bleeds, it leads. And then from, you know, look, I'll say this much. Like, it's, to me, it's awesome that this many people are finally paying attention to tech.
The regulation piece, like, when they try to regulate out video games and shit like that, like, and this is coming from somebody, and now that there's so much information and you can learn from so many other experiences in the world, I don't enjoy having to use this disclaimer. Coming from somebody who has no kids. Parents got a parent at some point.
Oh, I mean.
Like, and we can't regulate, like, if you give the 8-year-old an unlocked phone and allow them to put whatever apps on it they can, there's a lot worse things that can happen than using an AI tool right now. It's just another thing that could go bad. It could also be really good. So,
well, and I'll say, as someone who has kids, yeah, parents got a parent, but yep. Humans got a human. And when I say that, I don't mean that they're gonna human, meaning they're probably gonna jack it up, which we do a lot of times because we're all trying to figure it out. But, like, listen, I'll go back to something I've been saying since 2013 about being a happy, helpful, humble human. Like, if you can just be that and a little bit more in the world, and you can apply that in those vectors or lights or whatever analogy you want to throw at it, like, all of this kind of becomes a little bit less in your face, a little less scary. Yeah. Like, okay, here's where my brain's going. Today's episode is making me think about how we as humans have to get really good at rooting ourselves and being able to stand firm in this, like, tsunami of change and information. Now, whatever that is for you, you better figure it out fast, but figure out how to mentally root yourself into some core values, principles that when I say human, you're like, right now I'm humaning. I'm doing it.
Makes sense to me. But I don't know. It's definitely possible. It's just a matter of the timing of it all, in my opinion. I just wish that more people were willing and weren't quite as standoffish about it all. I think we're gonna get there, right? The adoption is gonna get there. The knowledge of tool use is going to get there. It's going to be a rough ride, but we're definitely going to get there. And I think, you know, I know that George is right in terms of, well, okay, I know that George is right, but at the same time, I have what I love to think about all the time in terms of philosophy. I know that there's also going to be this great debate over, like, what's the separation? Right. So, like we talked about yesterday, you know, that entire panel discussion, you know, Eric Schmidt and his thoughts on things. You know, we are getting to this precipice of, like, what's the degree of separation between the two. And if you go back and you listen to that Mo Gadot interview, it's more of a case of how long until we get passed up. And couple that with news that got released today, that there is some potential that Google may already have a self-correcting system. So that's like, that's the next step, right? Once you get a system that's advanced enough to actually start correcting its own mistakes, that's the point at which you kind of like step away and realize. So like, what's that stage look like? It looks like AlphaGo versus AlphaZero. And in that case, there was a point at which the first model had to take months to play against humans in order to understand how to play Dota 2 really, really well. And it was able to beat humans, but again, it had to do all, like, just so much training. The secondary version of it only took 48 hours because it was training, it was playing against the original version. So it was able to essentially like correct, I don't want to say that was self-correcting, it wasn't, but the training of it was more efficient, was better. So if we're at a point where we have a type of self-correcting model and we have synthetic data generation, then yes, we're on this precipice where I would imagine by the end of next year, we absolutely have a self-correcting, self-thinking model that if we are at 150 IQ now, basis points, that means at the end of next year, we'll at least minimum be at 300. But considering that it doubles within a year, it's potentially possible that by the end of next year, we have something that that measures around 600 IQ points. The only, like, and so what I'm driving at is when it came to AlphaGo, though the greatest player in the world walked away from the game after being beaten, people are now students of this system. They learn from this system. So my question to you, George, is you say, like, be human. Is there the potential that we'll become more human? We will become something greater than ourselves, learning from these machines.
I mean, my knee-jerk response is yes. But only if you have the right mindset. Only if you're equipping yourself to do so. Only if you realize that your entire life has been a natural progression of either, based on the decisions you made or didn't make, either being better or being worse. Like, the amount of iterations that we've had in our life, and we literally say dumb stuff like this, oh, that's like a lifetime ago, because that was like three Georges or three Chris's ago, right? Because we've changed, we've iterated, we've moved, we've pivoted, we've transitioned. Listen, I was kind of alluding to what the question you're asking on the last episode where I was talking about, like, look, I'm not only, like, teaching things, but I'm learning things, and I'm researching things, and therefore teaching new things. And, like, there's this flywheel concept, or a circular concept, if you don't even like the flywheel, of, like, yes, we can become more than we ever thought we could become because it's so easy to learn. It's like the... I don't have to pay $50,000 to go to a college. I don't have to pay a coach $10,000 a month because I have this access. Now, are there some coaches that I would do this with? Yes, because they have figured out a way to teach it in a way that makes sense, or they have positioned stuff together in a way that is different. But, like, if I just wanted to, like, you could throw a random thing right now on this episode. Be like, George, over the weekend, I want you to learn about XYZ. I don't care what it is. You know what I could do? I could come back in a couple days and at least have a coherent conversation around something that I knew zero about 2 days previous. But we haven't had that quick of an ability. Like, sure, you could Google it and you could go read it and you could... But I can say, I want to know the most important information of this topic. Think of the Pareto principle. Give me the top 20% and summarize this. Now let me go put it into Notebook LM. Let me walk around my neighborhood and get some exercise while Notebook LM reads me the 20% of the most important information on nuclear fusion. When in history? I feel like I should just say, wake up, and it should be over. But, like, when?
It hasn't been. And, like, this is where I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm sharing my screen. Like, I have been on this bandwagon for a while as far as how broken our university system is and the impact it has on us. And, like, it's going to take longer for people to get on board when they think it's not available to them. It's not accessible for them. In programs like this, where they're suggesting that you need to pay $50,000, it might take you 1 to 5 years. Like, are you kidding me? 1 to 5 years to complete any kind of curriculum based on AI? Like, what are you talking about? Like, and like George said, you can learn this stuff whenever you want. And the difference is, yeah, you could search for stuff before, but you couldn't go, yeah, it's not making sense to me. Can you say it in a different way? It's like, nope, you just got to find a different article and hope it says it. Like,
listen, Chris, you got to say right here. You got to say right here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand it, go into ChatGPT, go into Canvas, and drop it down to middle school. The tools have the tools to simplify the complex. And by the way, simplifying the complex has always been a superpower.
I mean, this is why I'm... The infrastructure has been on its way for a while, and this is where humans are going to human, and we needed something like AI to come in, because it's not going to... It's not going to stand for this. Like, it's just going to make, and like we talked about those stats, I think yesterday, the day before, the people who are already taking advantage of this are making lots of money. They're moving way faster than everybody else. And it's going to be an interesting next 12 months. Like, it's not going to be years, right? There's going to be a drastic change. Because it's going to become real evident by all the people talking about it online, like us, that why in the world would you pay $50,000 and sign up for a years-long program to be able to put AI masters on a resume? Like, which leader will get away with, like, trying to hire for that?
And that's the thing. You could sit there and you could waste $50,000. To go try to learn about AI, or you can just wake up with AI.
That's a wrap for this episode of Wake Up with AI. We hope that you feel a little more inspired, a little more informed, and a whole lot more excited about how AI can augment your life and business. Always remember that this journey is just the beginning, and that we are right here with you every step of the way. If you love today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. You can also connect with us on social media to stay updated with all things AI. Until next time, stay curious, stay empowered, and wake up with AI.